This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight? You better fight!
The front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
It's only 38 days from the November 8th, 2016 election. It's already Friday, the final day of September broadcast that we have left. It is September 30th, 2016. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We're going to be here for the next 4 hours. We have former prosecutor, lawyer, broadcaster Lionel from Lionel Media joining us to break down the debate, his analysis of it. We're also going to be taking your phone calls today. I'm looking at drudgereport.com right now. Hillary Clinton in a new LA Times poll, and I've looked at the methodology of this poll. It is basically leaning slightly towards Hillary, but is fairer, and that's why consistently Donald Trump, the last, 4 months, has always, even when he was the presumptive nominee in the month or so before the RNC in Cleveland, he was 5, 6, 7 points ahead of her. Generally, he's been about 3, 4 points ahead. And right now, he is almost 6 points ahead. Almost 6 points. Clinton in September down 5 points. Dead people are registered to vote in Virginia. You can, of course, guess what party they're with. They got D's in front of them. And we've got a breakdown of the electoral map. We've got a lot of this news also on Infowars.com. But, Drudge, is it so easy to find with that elegant, simple layout? And I'm tempted to copy, but I'm not going to do it. Battle for the White House. I kind of did with the Jones Report, but we never really updated it, right? The point is, plus, you got to be up 24 hours a day to be able to update it the way Drudge does. I'm certainly glad Drudge is there, aren't you? Infowars.com is loaded with important news as well. Trump has come out and said what we said that night and what we said the next day, that the debate was rigged. And it was rigged. When you get asked 40-plus questions and interrupted, and Lester Holt is there and goes, no, you did not say that you were against the Iraq war. And Trump's like, yes, I did. Said it 3 times. No, you didn't. And I'm just sitting there watching that. We have the videos. Once in writing, then in a book, and then 3 times on video. So when I say 3 times, we have 3 times. And I've got a limited staff, a limited crew of video editors and people to go and dig all this stuff up. That's why I go out and dig some of them up myself. But we need to take the 3 video clips of him in 2003. And then there's several more in 2004, and then even more in 2005. So how the media spins all this and fact-checks him is they build a straw man, and they go out and they find where he was against the war, you know, in 2006, and go, no, Trump, you were against it later. And then they show people a clip of him in 2006 lying by omission. There it is, 2003 clip, backs up Trump on Iraq war opposition. And he says, very politely, I'm not Bush's enemy, but I really think this isn't a good idea. Maybe we shouldn't be doing this. And then he goes on to say, I don't think we should be doing it. I don't think we should be doing it. We should, you know, get other countries who also support this. We need to do more intelligence. We need to look at the facts on this. And so they just have Hillary get up on TV and say, no, you didn't. And it's all a big con game. The latest hoax, the video's up on Infowars.com, is a woman has come out, a reporter, and says that months and months and months ago, she's only bringing this up now, and she's crowded with all these reporters bumping into each other. It's a feeding frenzy, fighting to get to Trump. And the woman doesn't look like a reporter, but she's sitting there with a camera in his face. He's like, whoa, whoa, whoa. He goes, okay, you're a reporter. I'll answer your question. Ladies and gentlemen, if you haven't been a celebrity, and I'm certainly not a celebrity like Donald Trump, and I'm not trying to brag that I'm a celebrity, but you've seen live footage, feeds, and it's been on the national news. When I go out to a political event, I mean, it's like crowds almost falling over me. It's very, very scary. In fact, when I was covering Bilderberg, and there was a crowd of almost 4,000 people outside the hotel, and they were fans, it was people like falling over like a rock concert, and I had to get out of there. I mean, this could be dangerous.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention, Alex Jones listeners. When you're on the road or have limited data or Wi-Fi, now you can listen to Alex Jones unfiltered and untapped at no extra charge on this non-federal phone number, 712-432-9364. Try it now to listen to Alex Jones 24-7 at no extra cost or data charges. These are not on federal lines. These are lines located on Indian reservations off the grid. Call 712-432-9364. No smartphones or internet needed. To hear Alex Jones untapped and off the grid, just call 712-432-9364.
Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated fountain of youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free sample packs specifically for our conservative friends. But you must act fast. Due to the high demand from members of the Coast Guard, our supply is extremely limited right now.
To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's Friday, September 30th, 2016, only 38 days from the most important decision the United States may have ever made. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show, broadcasting worldwide from Austin, Texas.
The conservative website that's called The Drudge Report pulled out all the stops today.
I had a Supreme Court justice tell me to my face, it's over for me. I said, Matt, it's over for you. They've got the votes now to enforce copyright law. You're out of there. They're going to make it so headlines you can't even use headlines.
This is the Savage Nation. We are having difficulties with today's program. I read you some of the side effects of levodopa, and then I was cut off the air. And the side effects are very serious. They match one of the candidates.
Wait until these copyright laws work their way up, and the Supreme Court decides you cannot have a website with news headlines linking across the board. Hillary Clinton with the NSA? Good luck if you dissent. Good luck.
Some people love him, some people hate him, and the White House may fear him because they can't control him.
I've been saying they could put Hillary Clinton's brain in a jar in the Oval Office and she'd be elected. Anybody who is 70 years old who's hypothyroid, you do not elect president. Ladies and gentlemen, you don't do it.
Today, the leading conservative website's headline was this: Civil War, Senate to go for handgun.
I challenge Hillary. Take away your Secret Service. Take it away now. Take away your Secret Service. Dismiss them. Have no security around you. Have no guns around you, Hillary. I dare you. I dare you. Obama, same thing. Drop your guns, Obama. Take your Secret Service away, Obama. Take it all away. Leave the White House unguarded, Obama. Let everybody know there's no guns on the White House grounds, Obama. You know what would happen in 30 seconds? Both of those people would no longer be on planet Earth. So they're asking us to drop our guns and to drop our security measures.
And then the White House shot back and said, you know, made some cheap shot about, oh, he used to be relevant. Are you kidding me? Matt Drudge used to be relevant? Let me give you the numbers. In 1 month, go on the website, 810 million unique views on the Drudge Report.
You're an American standing up, tough, facing these headwinds. Wow, are they blowing. And this is the reason why I came to see you, Alex. You are one of the very few who are operating under this theory to be an independent American. In a big way. If your calling is media, fine. If your calling is sports, whatever it is, you've got to be the greatest you can be. Now.
Free speech is the dread of tyrants. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's the Alex Jones Show. Because there is a war on for your mind.
Ladies and gentlemen, we put together that little video out of the 45-minute interview we had with Drudge last year because that's really a powerful interview. And we're making a few more of those intros because so much of what he said a year ago is really pertinent. Can you imagine having Matt Drudge back on the radio? I mean, just how riveting the things he talked about were. It's just amazing. And we need Matt Drudge, and I've not been emailing him or trying to call him, but I think I am. But make me do this today, Buckley, because I'm pretty bad about not bugging people either. I need to go ahead and reach out and try to get him on the show because I understand things are compacted. I understand that, you know, things are accelerating. And so if Drudge usually does an interview every 3-4 years, and he gave me one of those, probably one of the most coveted interviews there is out there, I just hope he gives somebody the interview because he needs to talk about what's going on. And I've heard a few of the other interviews he's done a few years before he did mine, and they weren't as powerful and they weren't as big. So that's what I'm saying, is that I am going to ask Drudge for another interview. All right. I've just, as usual, got giant stacks of news and a ton of incredible things to cover. And I'm back in that position where I did a lot of preparation this morning. Hours of preparation last night, hours of preparation this morning, and then I just get in here and I'm so upset by the time I get on air I can hardly do the show. And then my intellectual acumen, like 80% of it's gone because I'm just angry at Hillary Clinton. I was talking to Roger Stone earlier, and I started cussing, talking about Hillary Clinton, and I'm just like, how have I let myself get in this position? I'm trying to control myself right now, okay? And it's really hard to watch 30, 40 video clips of unbelievable, outrageous lies by the Democrats and the media and then have all this news here in front of me and then know that Donald Trump isn't going to win by 90%. I mean, you should have 100% of the public voting right now. This election is so critical, so obvious that the power structure is in panic mode. They're throwing everything they've got at Trump. And that means the American people. And this is a referendum on populism. And I think what sent me over the edge this morning, because I got up at like 6 a.m. and saw the clip from, I guess, last night. And then I was working out this morning and with Fox News on, and they played it like 5 times. Just get the clip ready. And there's this arch criminal that is destroying our country, but has committed so many crimes, I get chills thinking about it. And Hillary is on her airplane saying that he's bad because he had a research company look at business opportunities in Cuba. Now, I happen to know a lot about Cuba. I've studied it. It's in the news a lot. And I've actually been approached by people about startups in Cuba. That's usually where you can end up making the really big money. And there is a gold rush going into Cuba as it's been opened up by the Democratic Party and by Hillary Clinton's State Department and by Barack Obama. And so you can fly there now with just doing a little bit of red tape. You can now, if you go with business consortiums, get into Cuba. Microsoft, Google, Facebook, the big telecoms, the big insurance companies, the infrastructure companies, the hotel companies, the casino companies, they're all moving in there right now. Trump is in the hotel business, so he hires a management company that investigates business opportunities, which is completely normal for someone that builds hotels worldwide. And Cuba used to be like, you know, Miami and 10 or 15 other giant resort towns rolled into one. I mean, it was roaring. It was rocking. It was awesome. Talking to the folks that were older that used to go to Cuba. And that is completely normal for a business person, and it's not illegal. And it's this big national story with the press, even Fox, with straight faces going, this could be pretty serious. Wow, breaking an embargo rule. That's like a felony. Yeah. And then you go look at what Trump did. He hired a international management company to go in and do a prospectus on how do you invest, can you invest, should you invest, is it trustworthy? Meanwhile, Hillary Clinton is the one that opened it up. As much as Barack Hussein Obama, whether you believe that's a good thing or not, she's giving missile secrets when she's co-president to the communist Chinese. She's selling out our technology, our military technology across the board, not just ICBM systems, entire systems. Guidance, liftoff, boost, reentry, MIRV, warhead, miniaturization, you name it, they got it. Anything you want, baby. You got it. Anything at all, baby, you got it. Roy Orbison. Anything you need, anything you want, you got it, you got it, you got it. And then just the Russians and the Saudi Arabia and the corruption and funding all the criminal groups and bringing the refugees into Europe and the United States and on and on and on. The lying and the immunity that the FBI basically is issuing pardons now. He's calling it rigged. You know, he's saying that... You know, these are the, you know, FBI 5 or whatever. Trump's not using the right term. This is a FBI pardon. And the FBI shouldn't be able to issue pardons with this so-called immunity to then make it safe for Hillary not get in trouble because all the witnesses that got caught red-handed lying to Congress and should all be going to jail. How do you get them out of that? You give them immunity, supposedly under racketeering laws, to get the kingpin, but then the FBI and the Justice Department are working for the very kingpin that they just gave immunity to. See, up the chain from the people under Hillary is Comey and is Loretta Lynch and all these criminals, and they're criminals. I'm just going to say it. What the FBI director did is criminal. It was this big PR campaign that he was this good guy and he was going to actually go after him and all the rest of it. And I said, okay, I hope so. But let me tell you something. This is criminal. And if they get away with this, the sky's the limit. And you notice now they don't care. They're just committing crimes out in the open everywhere. And then Hillary, I'm going to skip this break, has the eggs to go on television and say that, oh, Donald Trump, not just he's corrupt, not just he's bad, but that she... He doesn't care about American interest. He puts his interest above America when this is exactly what she's done worse than anyone in U.S. history. Literally. I can't think of anyone who sold us out as bad, as long, and on so many fronts as Hillary Clinton. But it gets richer. The reason it was so rich is I watched this 20-second clip, and all this data hits me. Everything she's done. The hypocrisy. The fraud. And then it gets worse in my mind in a split second. That's why I get a headache. Because I instantly start thinking, and my gosh, she's the one that opened up trade with Cuba. And now she's saying he's bad for going to do trade against America. when she's the one that opened up the trade. And now she's saying it's bad to trade with Cuba. It's un-American when she's the mothership of it. And Trump didn't even invest there. He looked at investing. I don't go around doing investment stuff. I don't go around meeting with people. But somebody rich enough, famous enough, wants to meet with me and thinks they got an idea for bringing stuff into Cuba. I'm like, they're not going to let me be in the media in Cuba. You don't really think they're going to open up the telecoms and everything and actually let us in there. That's why they're bringing Microsoft and Google and everybody in to block and censor. They're bringing that in here, too. See, America can't have a free open internet and then the rest of the world not have it. You understand? They have to get rid of it for us, folks. We can't be rich and have cars and air conditioning and then tell the Africans they can't. That's what global government is, people. It's making you poor. Headline, Hillary Clinton secretly pushed Cuba deal for years. Yes, she's the one behind it. Folks, if you dig hard enough, she bragged. I remember seeing it last year when this Cuba deal went through. And the finalization this year, she bragged that she was involved in that and said it was good. And that she had been the top negotiator behind the scenes as the Secretary of State 4 years ago. And it's just like, we go get the clips where she brags that and takes credit for the TPP. And unlike Al Gore and the internet, you know, that's a lie. He didn't invent that. She is pretty much the main person that, I'll tell you, she works like the devil. Like her husband said, she works like a demon. Remember Bill said that a few weeks ago? That woman flew all over the world constantly and actually worked to undermine this country and sell us out and do all this stuff.
Hillary works like a demon. She does fall down all the time. I mean, over the years, a few times, and not frequent.
So, see, how do I do a show when one 20-second clip, I mean, I'm going to play the whole minute clip, but 20 seconds of it is the meat. When she's the author of it, what Trump did is legal, and then she lies and says he's a criminal, the media goes along with it, and then she turns it all the way around and says he doesn't care about U.S. interest. Because he would try to do business with Cuba when she's the honcho. They say that Thomas Jefferson wrote about 80% of the Declaration of Independence. He'd bring it back, say, what about this, what about that? There were a bunch of different versions of it. And when I say she's the honcho, I mean, it's kind of like Thomas Jefferson was the honcho of the Declaration of Independence. The Cuba deal is Hillary's. It's mainstream news admits that. That would be like, again, Hitler being the head judge at the Nuremberg trial and telling Nazis that he orders to be hung because you follow the orders of Adolf Hitler. I am ordering you hung from the neck until dead. And then the media goes along with it and says, well, Hitler said that they follow the orders of Hitler, and that's the Nuremberg Code, and they're ordered dead. And then the media doesn't say, but it's Hitler sitting in judgment of Hitler's men. But this isn't where he did something that she authored and commanded. He just looked at it. See, that's why I'm telling you, I can't cover the news because one clip I can talk about for an hour because it illustrates everything. It illustrates the entire spectrum of BS. And there's more than just that. I really worry about humanity. I really worry about where we're going and what's happening. If people don't see through this, there's another video I'm going to play today that's up on Infowars.com that Margaret Howell got on Austin streets, where we actually go out and show you on South Congress, at UT, down by 6th Street, what trendies believe. And it is a super frightening video. Brainwashed trendies think Hillary won first debate. Trump won, but it wasn't the devastating victory he could have had. And because they ganged up so bad is the only reason I can say he really won. They overdid it. But it shows Trump is being sold on being more, quote, presidential, which means being timid, and that's not what people want. Now, he's back on the warpath again, and that's good. But well, the reason this other video we're about to play after the Hillary one is so important is that these people, a bunch of them actually say, I like her and want her to be president, and she's going to be president, so she won the debate. I mean, if Trump lost the debate, I would say Trump lost the debate. I don't put perfume on a pig. And that shows the difference of these people. They're not analytical. They're not scientific. They're delusional. They are the delusionals. They call us the deplorables. They are the delusionals. They really are in a cult because so many of them say Trump lost because I wanted him to lose. Hillary won because I wanted her to win. And you could argue, you know, the expectations were set so low that just by being able to stand there for 90 minutes, though she looked like hell, you could say she won, I guess, on that aspect. But that's not what judges the overall contest. And like I said, when you cheat and interrupt somebody 40-plus times and won't let them talk, she's giving hand signals, everybody saw through that and did say, well, Holt did really gang up. I mean, a lot of liberals even said, yeah, well, Trump deserves it. But yeah, Holt did gang up. Because, see, there's no sense of fairness with these people. They're like, well, he's a piece of crap. It's like Rachel Maddow and others. I've played the clips. I'm going to dig them back up. And that Carlos Watson and all of them on MSNBC, like, of course the IRS is going after the Tea Party and these Christian groups. These are right-wing racists. They just dehumanize you. You're a right-wing racist. And you're a liar. There's no penalties. Alex Jones, deeply racist and hates our black president. No, I hate this bill that's now law, that's now raping this company. A lot of expansion we want to do. Eating into that is we've got to do the stupid Obamacare stuff. Got to do it. Because they'll just charge us more with the penalties. And you're like, well, just don't pay the IRS. They'll come shut this place down. They'll come break my legs, metaphorically. That's the country we live in. Of course it's unconstitutional. Of course it's illegal. We're an info war. We fight with information, not physically, not with bullets. I mean, it may come to that for the country down the road. That's what the Declaration of Independence says it may come to. But I don't want that. But you can't run a big media operation like this and be political on the tip of the spear and not sit there and pay the stupid income tax and have outside CPA firms and lawyers make sure it's all triple checked, because they'll come in here and they'll shut us down like they're doing everybody else, folks. Donald Trump's been audited every year for 30-plus years. We have had the enjoyment of the feds and the enjoyment of the state and the enjoyment of socialist, globalist inspectors that have come to this office and are shaking in hatred of me and hoping I do something. And I just sit there and I'm very polite and give them some coffee and whatever you need. And they're always so embarrassed. Like, I mean, my lawyer said, I don't talk about this stuff on air, but my lawyer said they have seen things done to us that they've never seen before. Some of these are top national lawyers. They say, we've seen things done to you that we've never seen before. If I told you some of the stuff, folks, it is insane. But I'm not going to sit there and feed the trolls. I'm not going to get into it. But it's Kafkaesque, okay? It is Kafkaesque. And Kafkaesque means I am accused of things and they won't tell me what it is I'm being accused of. The feds, 2 years ago, came here and accused us and accused me of things and wouldn't say what they were. They said, you know what you did, the secret thing. And you're sitting there going, uh-huh. And then they actually filed stuff on me, and it said, it's secret, and we don't have any evidence, but it doesn't matter. We want to move forward with this. But then, of course, it didn't move forward. I'm like, go ahead. Go ahead, do whatever you want, you crazy people, you nuts. The whole world sees you now. I'm going to come back and play the Hillary clip and the other clips, but it's just the magnitude of the insane asylum we live in. And look, I'm very analytical. I'm very logical. Then you just see me, after I've done the research, blowing up on air, because it's a struggle to deal with this, to live this, to know all this. I mean, and I know you know all this as well. And as the public learns more, they're going to get in the position I'm in. where it's just like insane. I mean, it's insane. Hillary Clinton is a murdering, sick, crazy kingpin, and she's got all these weird trendies. I've seen the videos they put out, and MSNBC and Media Matters behind the scenes hopping around, acting stupid, playing with Star Wars toys, while they engage in hardcore racketeering crime that makes the Nazis blush.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
So what I was trying to get at yesterday and today is just for the regular listeners, the millions of people that tune in, kind of just explain my methodology and the fact that I'm retrospectively trying to understand why I engage in behaviors on air that I don't really engage in private life. And it really is that it's painful to come in here and to do all this research and to know that there's no way to even cover 10% of it properly. I mean, I just covered Hillary for 10 minutes, at least 10 minutes I spent, on the otherworldly, satire, macabre, twisted universe garbage of a mainstream media propping up Hillary with all her crimes and all her past, saying that Trump is bad because he's trying to break an embargo in Cuba and build hotels when that's not even what he did. And then she's the one that got the law changed and quarterbacked the deal. And then she says, because he doesn't care about this country, only his own interest, when that's exactly what globalism is doing to us and exactly what this woman's main crime is shelling out U.S. interest for money at her foundation. I mean, the Clintons were in the White House a month, and they would have seven, eight, you know, communist Chinese generals out of uniform, but top current generals in private 3-4-5-hour meetings. And then a month later, they would basically just illegally transfer the missile secrets and other secrets and just say, we've told Laura Allen Hughes and others, we believe this is okay. We've told NASA this is okay. We put a letter out, a signing statement, basically, and I'll just pardon, you know, Hillary or whatever, or myself if you try to indict us. And see, Congress wouldn't go after him because the prosecutor they put in, Ken Starr, worked for the main communist Chinese law firm. It was all staged. They went after sex and the cigar and all the rest of it because it was something the public would bite into. And I've talked to David Shippers, the impeachment lawyer. I mean, they've all been on. It's a fact. And it's all come out later. In fact, it was in the news a few months ago that Ken Starr was basically a Chinese agent. Mainstream news went, oh, Ken Starr is really flip-flopped. He works for the Chinese and the Democrats and all this now. That's who he always was, folks. This is a woman that allowed China, the most populous country in the world, to have ICBM technology from top to bottom, from launch to reentry, targeting, avionics, everything. First stage boost, second stage boost, everything. And they gave them the cruise missiles, and they gave them the jet technology, and they gave them the guidance technology. They gave them everything. The Chinese communists didn't even have copies of TOW missiles until the mid-90s because the Clintons gave it to them. Those are anti-tank weapons that a two-man team has. Everything. And then she sits there and says Donald Trump is a traitor to America when he's trying to save the country, bring back the republic. And I'm not a purist on Trump because he is a nationalist, he is a patriot, and he's got the enemy scared to death of him because they know who he is. Donald Trump is super pigheaded. Donald Trump, I tell people that know him, gets tears in his eyes during the Star Spangled Banner when he's watching a football game at home, folks. He is deeply sentimental about this country. He loves it. And he loves America, folks, and that's why they hate him. Period. And he's a little authoritative. He's an old-fashioned strongman. And that's not what I've always wanted or called for. But, you know, God works in mysterious ways. And if a strongman comes in and kicks the New World Order's ass out of this country and arrests a bunch of these traitors, and they know, let me tell you something, folks, the military, the Army especially, and a lot of judges and people, they're ready to start arresting people, okay? You want to see people getting arrested? You're going to see it. And that's why they have pushed everything to the most hardcore level we've ever seen. Because they know they're going to jail if Donald Trump gets in. That's why they're scared. Bare minimum, they know the New World Order is collapsing. You heard Steve Pachinik. And by the way, Steve Pachinik will talk over you. He's worse than I am. He's aggressive. He's smart. Years ago, a lot of the audience didn't really like him. So a lot of the audience did. But I'm going to start having him on for longer and not interrupting him as much. But I think I'm going to give him pre-written questions so that he covers what I want to hear him get into, or that he can cover other stuff he wants to. But people are now clicking. That guy came on 5 years ago and he said globalism's going to fall the next 5-6 years and this country's going to go down this way and that country's going to go down that way and you're going to see Spain breaking up. You're going to see the UK pulling out. You're going to see that here. And the answer is Texas and the answer is Georgia and the answer is and we're going to rebuild this and that. And it's like all happening. And so I like Pachinik and know he's spot on and exposed 9/11 and the fake bin Laden deal 14 years or 13 years before it came out and everything else. I mean, I know the guy knows what he's talking about, and you hear him make these, you know, huge statements, these big statements, and it's true. I mean, he was one of the key people in bringing down the Soviet Union, one of the key people in overthrowing nine countries. I mean, when I have him on, sometimes he says stuff. The FBI's at his house the next day. He's in federal court. He's got foreign countries trying to extradite him, you know, over stuff. You name it. I mean, it's real. And that's what I'm telling you, folks, is that in hindsight, you see how accurate we've been, how accurate our key guests have been. But you also see that we've been trying to hold off this New World Order while we fight it. It slows down. Now they're behind. They're getting more desperate. And people say, well, where's the world government? You said it was coming. And we're like, we're trying to hold it back. That's why. But you see what they've done. They're collapsing all these countries. And then now it's finally running over us. And people are going, whoa, it's real. They're announcing the UN coming in to run our elections and run our police. And what in the world? My power prices just went way up. And oh, my gosh, they now, you know, admit that they're spying on me. Yes, folks, we're not in Kansas anymore. And they've blown the drawbridge out. The physical gates are now blasted open. The country is falling very, very quickly. We're being maneuvered into total collapse. So is Europe. They're now collapsing the third world to then rush us with migrant waves that are 10, 15, 20 times bigger in the next decade. And the world is just going to be in a giant civil war. Ethnic war, religious war, economic war, clashes, manipulation, with the globalists in there stirring the pot and then always posing as the saviors, consolidating power globally into global organs to counter global crises they created. Planetary government. That's endgame is not some Buck Rogers future, not some, you know, glistening jetpacks and space stations and life extension technology, no. A future that's a boot stomping on a face forever, to quote George Orwell. Okay, I want to get to these clips. Briefly, we have some amazing sponsors. Solutions from Science has a sale that, because I was 2-3 weeks even getting to this sponsor, I've just been so busy that he's extended it just for our listeners. And they've got a lot of great wind turbines, solar generators, smart LED light bulbs, EMP bags, which is also good to just not be spied on with your electronics, available at summersolarsale.com, summersolarsale.com, or 1-877-327-0365, 877-327-0365. That's summersolarsale.com. And, again, they're going to have to end this sale soon. It's amazing. And here's the most important part. Buy one Perfect Power package and use coupon code ALEX to receive another one free. So promo code ALEX. Check that out today. Oh, and then finally, I need to get a glass of water in here. We have the new probiotic Biome Defense that really is the best probiotic that we can come out with. There are four big companies that produce 90% of it. There's a few small boutique companies. And everything else, you've got to have a medical license to get, even though it's not prescription. We have to get medical doctors and people just to be signatories in my company. A lot of times even get bulk shipments of ingredients that are, say, in DNA force. I mean, Mitsubishi America doesn't even talk to you if an MD, you know, isn't the one doing the contracts. Even though this stuff is not prescription, it's prescription in some parts of the world. And that's just an example of DNA force, is some of the things that are in it that they are trying to make prescription because they're so helpful. And, you know, the big pharma wants to take control. But they want to make fish oil prescription. In fact, you can actually get it covered under insurance in most plans now. You can just go down to the store and buy it. I mean, that's what I'm talking about here. This is getting crazy. And then they don't want you to sell fish oil anymore. I mean, next, what, don't eat fish? Don't eat cod? Don't eat sardines? I mean, you know, this is how they're patenting the building blocks of life and then saying you can't have them. That's why they're coming out with Monsanto and has now gotten the license for the new system that can edit genes in live time, the CRISPR. And then that means they're going to create a new version of it and patent that and say, you don't own it anymore. And if you're doubting me, people that had their blood taken in the last 40-something years, it's put in a Pentagon UN database. I actually broke this news in 1997 with a medical nurse out of a medical facility in San Antonio. Got me the info. She said, look, we data store the blood here. It's also sent to the UN. It's stored in Europe. And they are patenting people's particular proteins and DNA in their body. And then when folks are going to go try to get DNA treatments, they're going to be told, you don't own your own DNA anymore, and we patented it. People didn't believe me until they parents started to file lawsuits in Austin and Minneapolis, St. Paul. And then sure enough, the lawyers all discovered it was true. Well, of course it was true. It was out of Fort Sam Houston Medical Center in San Antonio. And then they suddenly saw the headlines about a year later. Oh, a woman went in to get this DNA treatment, was told to be $100,000+ for the license because the protein in her blood was bought by a company decades ago, and they had it on file and are telling her that treatment is owned by them because they got the blood through a giant eugenics program. The eugenicists want the cures that are in our blood, that are in our DNA, in our mutations. That's why they're getting your blood. That's why they're storing it. They don't send your baby's blood to the health department because they want to check and see for rare diseases. They can check it on the spot. In fact, they don't check for the diseases. They send your blood to the government. Now, the point I'm getting at is they're hitting us so hard that there's no way to reverse all the things they're doing to us. All you can do is mediate it, mitigate it as much as you can. And from our research, the number one thing is the gut and not having trace element deficiencies. And that's where Biome Defense comes in, ladies and gentlemen. And it is the very best we can come up with. It uses a lot of the stuff that's been developed in Europe that, again, as I was saying, is prescription. And I'm talking about the processes, how this all works. Sign up for AutoShip, and you get an additional 10% off. There's also free shipping on orders $50 or more. Probiotic Biome Defense from InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Okay. I burned up most of the first hour, only on a few stories. I'm going to have to really get my head down here and start moving quickly. But since I mentioned this, here's Hillary. In fact, when we post this, chop this up and post it to the web later, can we go back in and hard edit when we put it on YouTube back earlier when I talked about it? So when people are watching it, they can actually see it. Hard edit. And I'm playing it now again, too. But I want to hard edit that in to just somewhere in there so people actually see what I'm talking about instead of me just talking about it 30 minutes ago and then now I'm about to talk about it again and have to recap it. The point is he's a total hypocrite. Donald Trump didn't do anything illegal. He had a company look into could he legally put hotels in. And the answer is only if you go through the Clintons, they're going to broker what companies can go in. And that's Microsoft, Google, Bezos. And this is about controlled economies. And what she's really saying is nobody can build in Cuba but us. That's why we did this deal. And you're not doing what's good for America, Trump. You only do stuff for yourself. The biggest Chinese spy this country's ever seen. Communist. It's not even a communist. Again, the Chinese communists are just a bunch of generals using their people as slaves. It's all, the terms, all of it, it's all a lie. These are horrible, piratical, evil psychopaths that enjoy hurting you while they become fabulously rich off your labor. And they prance around all day with little girls on stage with her. Got the Joker creature walking around, like actually fear for the children that are close to her, just the demonic energy. But here she is.
Today, we learned about his efforts to do business in Cuba, which appear to violate U.S. law, certainly flout American foreign policy, and he has consistently misled people in responding to questions about whether he was attempting to do business in Cuba. We have laws in our country, and the efforts that Trump was making to get into the Cuban market, putting his business interests ahead of the laws of the United States and the requirements that businesses were operating under because of the sanctions, shows that he put his personal and business interests ahead of the laws and the values and the policies of the United States of America. People have to look carefully in making their decision about who to vote for, because it will be either him or me, and I am going to do everything I can to make sure it's me.
And then she has a Joker's face. This is a Twilight Zone episode. This isn't real. What was it, like the head of Citibank came out and said there's like a something 50% chance or something this is a computer simulation? I mean, is this a joke? Is this like satire for space aliens or something? Like they watch this and this is like entertainment? I'm not saying that literally. It's again, that's an allegory. But, I mean, sometimes I wonder. Because Trump had a company look at trying to get him into Cuba. And then they got all these requirements where basically the Democratic Party decides if you can't. Kind of like more than 10,000 501c3s were given to Democrat groups. And then three were given in the last, what is it, 8 years, 7.5 years, and counting, to Republicans or conservatives or veterans groups or gun groups. So you want a charity to promote an idea? Let's say being kind to animals, animal welfare. Let's just randomly pick something, or maybe starving kids or something. If they go look at who you are, and if you have any conservative or pro-American leanings, you don't get it. And you know what? You don't get into Cuba either. And you don't get into anything else. And if you're not the right race, you don't get the scholarship, or you don't get admitted. And then they use the chivalry of the West of Christianity to go, well, that is discrimination, but we discriminated, so now we've got to discriminate. No, it just turns into another evil. It doesn't work. And it creates division. But that's all the chicken feed down at the low level. With the globalists, it's just next level. It's and to sit here and go, we have laws, and the press is all nodding, oh, yes, we're a nation of laws, right, Hillary? You've just been caught lying, committing crimes, organized crime, espionage, on and on and on. And it's not about infidelity with Clemson, and she's the portable victim. She covers up the rapes.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
What's it going to take? Another news story? You've heard about infidel body armor for years. You know you should have a set. So should your wife. Things aren't getting better. They're getting worse. Thousands already wear infidel body armor. Now get yours. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and check out today's specials. We make armor easy to understand and easy to purchase. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated fountain of youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free sample packs specifically for our conservative friends. But you must act fast. Due to the high demand from members of the Coast Guard, our supply is extremely limited right now.
To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
Oil spill, air pressure, nothing at the store. What are you going to do when the zombies at your door are? New mana, grown organically. America made just for you. Food stores don't love to eat. Yum!
Thank you.
So do I. I'm Alex Jones, your host. By the way, if you're a TV viewer watching us right now, there's a big controversy going. There is a pyramid graphic that we've been having when we come in that shows the United Nations, and there's another one that shows a world government flag that then burns and catches on fire. And I guess, because I didn't direct this properly, I just said, hey, those graphics from that earlier film, I want to use those as an intro to show the UN is behind world government. Well, people then think that I'm pushing world government. Let me explain. We're against world government. When we show the UN symbol and a pyramid, we're saying that's the new world order. But I can get some people thinking that we're trying to get something over on them because it doesn't show the next part where it burst into flames. It burns. So somehow in that graphic sequence, we need to get the part where it burns. But why did Christ say you judge a tree by its fruits? We're against the corrupt global government. We're against Illuminati-style systems. We're against secrecy and combines and monopolies. That's what Hillary and the globalists are creating. Okay? So, something can look bad, but you have to look at the track record of it and not look for secret signs and things that, I'm here giving hand signals to the New World Order because I do things like this. Like, put my index finger and my thumb together. Ever since I was a child, I saw people do that hand signal. Maybe I've been programmed by TV. We all have. So when I'm making a point, I do that. But people have been doing that for thousands of years. Could you say that means the Illuminati or something? Sure. But every time there's a circle, or if we have a symbol of a new future for America, and it shows a sun coming up of dawn, a new day, of course the globalists have taken that powerful symbol. They've taken every symbol. And so, the American flag has stars on it, and pentacles can be used in magic. It just symbolizes each state. So, you have to go with the spirit of something and what it stands for, not groping around looking for conspiracies that aren't there. See, the real conspiracy theorists out there are like mainstream media. They just make stuff up and see what people will buy. But there's also people online that are like fiction writers. They just say it's real. Okay, they got big imaginations. Great. I'm covering how things really work, and look at how we've been proven right. But again, I don't deserve to have my, brass ring or a medal because the globalists told us what they're building. That's really my biggest frustration, is that low-information voters know they're being lied to, but then they just think, oh, but Trump's lying too. No. He's one of the most honest people in quote politics I've ever seen. And that's because he's super stubborn. He's not going to sit there and lie to you because he thinks he's right. The problem is he's so honest the way he puts things, they can spin it and twist it. But, if the American people want to keep being bamboozled, knock yourselves out and go with Hillary. But I tell you, you've really hitched your wagon to somebody evil. The globalists are out of control. They are completely anti-human, and they're coming after humanity. Now, I got a bunch of clips I want to play. 15 questions white people have for BuzzFeed racist. It's very powerful. I haven't gotten to Margaret Howe's piece, which shows delusion, where almost all the Democrats she talked to go, Hillary won because I want her to win and because she'll be the next president. Well, let's say a team's going to win the Super Bowl, okay? But if they lose a game, and most of the polls show that, well, then you say, I don't think she did as good as she could have. I think Trump kind of won, but he's still a horrible guy. That would have been honest. I mean, because Trump won. But no. They just say, I want her to win, so I say she won. We'll be back. I'm Alex Jones. Second hour, straight ahead.
Friday, September 30th, 2016. Only 38 days from the most important decision the United States may have ever made.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking